The Medal of Life. After giving a talk at a high school, I was asked to pay a visit to a special student. An illness had kept the boy home, but he had expressed an interest in meeting me, and it would mean a great deal to him. I agreed. During the 9-mile drive to his home, I found out something about Matthew. He had muscular dystrophy. When he was born, the doctor told his parents that he would not live to see 5. Then they were told he would not make it to 10. Now he was 13. He wanted to meet me because I was a gold medal powerlifter, and I knew about overcoming obstacles and going for my dreams. I spent over an hour talking to Matthew. Never once did he complain or ask, why me? He spoke about winning and succeeding and going for his dreams. Obviously, he knew what he was talking about. He didn't mention that his classmates had made fun of him because he was different. He just talked about his hopes for the future and how one day he wanted to lift weight with me. When we finished talking, I went to my briefcase and pulled out the first gold medal I won and put it around his neck. I told him he was more of a winner and knew more about success and overcoming obstacles than I ever would. He looked at it for a moment, then took it off and handed it back to me. He said, "You are a champion. You earned that medal. Someday when I get to the Olympics and win my own medal, I will show it to you." Last summer, I received a letter from Matthew's parents telling me that Matthew had passed away. They wanted me to have a letter he had written to me a few days before. "Dear Rick, my mom said I should send you a thank you letter for the picture you sent me. I also want to let you know that the doctors tell me that I don't have long to live anymore, but I still smile as much as I can. I told you someday I was going to the Olympics and win a gold medal, but I know now I will never get to do that. But I know I'm a champion, and God knows that too. When I get to heaven, God will give me my medal, and when you get there, I will show it to you. Thank you for loving me, your friend, Matthew."